We all know tonight we're starting Slichus. Obviously, the purpose of Evel and the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Slichus, is to do Tshuva and get Kapara. And I thought it perhaps is appropriate to talk about why people don't do Tshuva, why people have problems doing tshuva, which really, we perhaps really have to begin why people do averis altogether. Because when you think about it, it's really not logical. If a person believes in Hashem, which Baruch Hashem we all believe, so why would a person do an avera? So we find really the place to begin really is in the Torah, where the Torah pretty much explicitly tells us how the Yetzer Hara gets us. We have the beginning of the Torah, first parsha, Bereishis. We have the Chet of Adam Arishan with the Yetzer Das. How was Adam Arishan nichshel on the Yetzer Das? Because the Nachash, the snake, so I think it's called, Chazal call him the Nachash HaKadmoni, because it's obviously not like our snake today, went ahead and somehow convinced Chava, and eventually Adam, to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Now Chazal learned that the snake was not, like we said, not really a snake as we know it, but the snake was really the Eitz Hara. Exactly what that means, it's not for now how the we call the Nachash HaKadmoni, all the explanations that Adam Arishan before the Chet, the Yetzer Hara, had to come from the external because he didn't yet have an internal Yetzer Hara. But be that as it may, the snake is the Yetzer Hara. So when we analyze what the snake said to Adam Arishan, we have explicitly in the Torah how the Yetzer Hara convinces us to do averis. And then the next step is convinces us not to do tshuva. So we have an Orach Chaim right in the pasuk, the first opening pasuk of the Chet of Adam Arishan is that the Nachash says to Chava, "Af ki amar Elokim lo sochlu mikol eitz hagan," that Hashem said you can't eat from all the trees in the gan, which was obviously not true. Sounds like the Nachash is saying a very stupid thing. Here, Chava is eating from the tree, from the Gan Eden. And the Nachash says, Hashem said you can't eat from anything. Come on, everyone knows that's not true. So the Orach Chaim has a few pshatim. I want to read this first two pshatim. What was the snake? What was the Yetzer Hara's taina? His first pshat is the top of the page. He came to inform her a piece of information. If she can't eat the Eitz Hadas, she should consider it. If you don't have Eitz Hadas, then you got nothing. That's what he was telling her. If you can't eat that Eitz Hadas, then life is miserable. You have no pleasure. You'll be stuffed suffering because it's as if you're not eating anything because all the other trees, they're junk. The only one tree that it tastes good is the Eitz Hadas. If you don't have Eitz Hadas, you have nothing. Hakavana ki kulan ga'ayin nagdo. Everything else, all Gan Eden, is zero compared to Eitz Hagan. For Hoyu Kula Hoyu, and they're like nothing. And he continues, if you look in the next paragraph, Vizui Amida Shinismai Bo Yetz Sahara Imanish Mohamro. This is how the Eitz Sahara always gets us. It takes away the desire for what's mutter, it makes us think, what's mutter is no good. And it exaggerates the taiva of what's aser. If you just stop to think about this is so incredible. Chava is in Gan Eden. Gan Eden had amazing pleasures, the greatest pleasures in the world. Right? She had hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of potential pleasures. Every single fruit, every single pleasure. Chazal say the Malochim were cooking them food, the best chefs. They had the greatest restaurant, right? Whatever restaurant you want to go to here in Florida, they had better, right? They're sitting in Gan Eden. She's there for only, I don't know how long. There's one fruit that she can't eat, the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas, according to many Mefarshim, was an Esrog. An Esrog doesn't even taste good. Comes along the Nachash, and he tells her, all these hundreds and thousands of fruits and delicacies that you have, they're worthless. The only thing that tastes good is the Esrog. How do we know? How does she know? Did she taste anything? Did she taste the Esrog? Why in the world would she believe such a crazy, crazy thing? You're sitting in Gan Eden, you have Malochim cooking for you. They don't know how to cook. They're no good. Everything's no good. The only thing that's good is the Eitz Hadas. It's so absurd. But yet the Orach Chaim says it's not just Chava that fell for this. Throughout the generations, we constantly fall for the same thing. We constantly fool ourselves into thinking. And that's what motivates us to do Averis. Because we want pleasure. We want enjoyment. We want to be happy. So if the Yetzer convinces us the only way to be happy is by doing Averis. Now, in reality, obviously, the Eitz Hara is not true. There are many, 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 many reasons why it's not true. First of all, obviously, if you go against Hashem, you're not going to be happy. You'll be suffering in Olam Haba. You'll be punished in Olam Hazeh. It's logical. Second of all, there's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says, and it's also logical, and even people today say it too, it's not... is that the real pleasures in life are not physical. Physical pleasures don't cause real happiness. The Rambam writes, the greatest pleasure in life is when a person feels good about himself. When a person has a relationship, a person has nachas from his children, a person has shalom bayis. Right? These are all emotional pleasures. Physical pleasures are not what makes you happiness. So giving in to your physical pleasure, causing yourself to be unhappy with yourself, is not going to cause happiness. It's going to ruin your self-esteem. It's going to ruin your emotional happiness. Besides which, it's amazing, Evan Shlomo, that's from the Gra. If you look at the bottom of the sheet, and it says, the Evan Shlomo says, even a tremendous chiddush, the Mashem Masik Bal Taiva Acharoy Veshtadis B'Inyan Ra, even as far as the taivas that a Bal Taiva gets, Nasa Tmimi Derech B'Inyan Taiv, B'ro Amel. That a tzaddik, not only does he have more enjoyment in this world because he feels good about himself, because he gets more nachas from his children, he has more shalom bayis, but even the physical pleasures he has more. Because a person who runs after physical pleasures, gufa, he's running after it, makes it, ruins it. He says, just like by COVID, when you run after COVID, you lose the COVID. Person gets, the more you, because you, the expectations and the imagination destroys the actual pleasure. So in reality, this is totally krum. But the person goes ahead and he convinces himself, the Yetzer Hara somehow or another convinces him, that all the pleasures of Gan Eden, every heter pleasure is no good, and the only pleasure that's good is what's aser. It happens to be a plia. There's, how the Yetzer Hara can do such a thing. I know Rabbi Schaefer, those who are familiar with him, he goes ahead, he tries to explain it. He says, because there's such a thing called taiva. Taiva is a certain emotional pull. You don't have taivas for spiritual things. You can only, basically, taivas need physical stimuli. And he says, also, you generally speaking don't have taivas for things that you have. You have mayim gunavim yim tako. A taiva, for some reason, you have taivas for things you don't have. So he says, this is his svara, I don't know if it's correct or not, but it's a possible svara to explain how the Yetzirah does it. He says, a person finds himself to have such a tremendous, strong taiva for an aveira, he just assumes, if I have such a strong taiva, it must be that it must be enjoyable. It says, Chava had a taiva for the Eitz HaDaas. The Pasuk itself says that she saw that it was taiva. The Pasuk says, that ki taiva yehudei nayim. So there is a certain taiva. So he says a person assumes that if I have so much taiva, it must bring pleasure. And he says it's a tremendous mistake because taiva and pleasure have nothing to do with each other. He brings a proof. I know that we had a case here in the yeshiva. There was a fellow in the yeshiva who was involved with drug addicts. And he told me that the person he was working with, he asked the person, where does he expect to be in a year from now? And the guy said, dead. Right? Expects to be dead. He knows. He sees him into drugs. I'll probably overdose and I'll probably get kill myself. But yet he does it. So Schaefer says, you think he's happy when he does it? When he takes the drugs and he knows that he might be killing himself. You think he's enjoying it? He's not enjoying it. He's disgusted with himself. He just can't control himself because he has taiva. So taiva does nothing to do with pleasure. A person can be running after taiva and hating it. Can be disgusted. Just feels like a slave to his taivas. But the imagination, people think when they have a strong taiva, it must be that there's pleasure. So that's how he explains his Or HaChaim, with this concept. That when people originally have strong taivas, they assume that it must be of a tremendous pleasure. But in reality, taiva and pleasure have nothing to do with each other. In reality, the greatest pleasure is by doing what's right. Okay, I want to move on to the second shot in the Or HaChaim. So the first shot really is, this has to motivate us. Motivate us to do tshuva, motivate us to do mitzvahs. Because if we want to be happy, the whole reason we do aveira is because we want to be happy. If I care, the way to be happy is by doing mitzvahs. The way of being happy is by doing tshuva. Now the Or HaChaim comes to his second reason. His second reason, he says, I'll read it, say it outside because we're running late. The second reason is that the Nachash was telling Chava that granted Hashem said you can't eat from the Eitz HaDaas, but since all the trees are growing together, so there's somehow there's an Isser Kaloyim, that all the trees are getting some kind of benefit from the Eitz HaDaas, so there's a little bit of Eitz HaDaas in every tree. So if you really want to be Shomer Torah Mitzvah's property, even though Hashem didn't say so, but you know, you should be Machmer, you shouldn't eat anything. And obviously that's impossible, so then you might as well quit. In other words, he says, what the Yetzirah makes, tells you, you can't do it. It's too hard. It's too hard. In order to keep the Mitzvah's right, you can't eat anything. You're going to have to suffer. You have to starve. It's impossible. It's too hard. And that's for sure. If you ask people, why don't they do tshuva? So the first reason we said is maybe they're not motivated. They want to go ahead and enjoy. I want to enjoy life. But even if you convince them, and after a while they are convinced, no, I want to do tshuva. I realize that I'll be happier if I do tshuva. So why don't they do it? It's because there's a feeling I can't. It's just like the Nachash convinced Chava. Yeah, it'd be nice to keep the mitzvahs, but you can't. It's too hard. It's impossible. Can't be done. And that's what people think. To do tshuva can't be done. I tried once. It didn't go. So what am I supposed to do? I would love to do tshuva. So this is a tremendous mistake. And it's a tremendous mistake for numerous reasons. This is why I have some of these marmikaimis. But before we even get to the marmikaimis, the first reason it's a mistake is because who says you can't be done? Well, I tried last year and it didn't go. Okay, maybe last year you couldn't be done. Today is this year. Today you're more older, more mature, smarter, more experienced. Obviously, the hashkafa is, it could be done. We know by people. You have people who went on, you know, for years and years, went on, tried to lose weight, went on diets and didn't succeed. And then one year, you see they succeeded. What happened? They got more motivated. Happens all the time. So you see, last year you couldn't do it. Today you can. So the first thing is, just because the concept that I can't is not necessarily true. But there's another point, which is perhaps even much more inspiring and easier. I want to read the Beis Elokim. The Beis Elokim is a sefer written by a Mabit. The Mabit is an early Achron. He says, let's look at it inside, because it's such an important point. Acher shen esbayer inyan atshuva, ki charata v'aziv esachet. The basic tshuva is made up of two parts. You have to feel bad, and you have to stop doing the aveira. Neymar, I want to teach you. Ki einam kishar mitzvahs. Tshuva is different than every other mitzvah. That by most mitzvahs, shalisa chedek mi mitzvah eino chedek schar mitzvah. If you do half a mitzvah, you got nothing. If you put on pasul tefillin, Pasul sitzes. You didn't do it. Quote Shinamar mitzvah sitzes with Dawid Kampel. Sitzes have to have a four-cornered begin. Vayitzet sitzes with Gimel Kampel. So if you only got three, so you got nothing. And if you skip down to three lines from the bottom of this paragraph, Udam Atshuva Gam Kiena Shlema. By Tshuva is different. Even if it's not complete, you don't have both. Nonetheless, charata levad, just charata, right? It's a tremendous chiddush. Let's say a person has charata. I feel bad I'm doing aveiros, but you know what? It's too hard to change. I'm not changing. That alone, he doesn't even try to change. He's already gets kapara. Obviously, if he tries to change and he doesn't succeed, he gets more kapara. He says, whatever extent of tshuva you do, you get partial credit. And partial credit is amazing because a person, we have hundreds and thousands of aveiros and mitzvahs, and we believe the schar and einesh for mitzvahs and aveiros are tremendous. So it's like if you owe $100 million and you get 50% off, you get 10% off, it's tremendous. Imshad is that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see, by a human being, once you get to a certain point, it makes no difference. A person, he gets sentenced to a life sentence in jail, so you can get, he kills 15 people, he gets 15 life sentences, it doesn't make any difference. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can go ahead, Hitler, Yimach Shemuel, doesn't say, you killed so many millions of people, we can't punish you anymore. Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to keep on adding punishment and keep on adding reward. And if you get partial removed, it's amazing. So says the Beis Elokim, even if you don't even try to stop, you just feel bad, you get partial credit. And then he goes further in the next paragraph. Vafiru b'ashavto alibo loshev. Even if you just thought in your heart, you know it would be nice to try to have to do tshuva. B'li kiyam shum chedek mi beis chelkei atshuva. I don't even know how it's possible. You didn't even have any charata. You just thought, I wish I could, I would like to do tshuva, but I don't even feel bad. To me it sounds almost impossible. If you want to do tshuva, you should probably feel bad. But he says, no, The guy doesn't even try to stop, and he doesn't even have any charata. He just has a desire, you know. Wouldn't it be nice if I could do tshuva? So that itself is already, he says, make your other me'onesh. It already decreases your einesh. He brings a riot from this coming week's parsha. And there's a Zohar, okay, I don't think I'm going to have time to read it, says the exact same thing, even much stronger. The Zohar says, because of the principle that we had last year, we did a lot about that makshava toiva mistarif lemaisa. So if a person had a thought, I want to do tshuva, so Hashem is mistarif lemaisa, so on some level, it's as if you did tshuva already. Because it's no different, because I'll say, if you just thought you wanted to do a mitzvah, and then you were nenas and you didn't do it, you get schar as if you did it. So the Zohar applies it to tshuva. Person decides he wants to do tshuva, even if it's too hard, so to speak, for him. He gets tshuva, as if he did tshuva. So what the Beis Elokim is saying, that a person can never say, I'm not going to do tshuva because I can't. First of all, because it's not true, you could. But even if you can't, even if you don't, you get partial credit. The more you try, the more partial credit you get. Even for just the fleeting thought that I wish I could do tshuva, you get partial credit. If you have charata without us even trying to stop, you get partial credit. If you try to stop a little bit, for sure you get partial credit. So there's no reason not to try. Because there's no such thing as not succeeding. Shiva that's out, or Rabbi Trapper that's out, used to say it a lot. I heard this also from Rav Zuckerman, said another reason. We're saying that when a person tries to do tshuva, even if Louis Yitzhak is not successful, he goes ahead, he gets partial forgiveness, which is tremendous. They said another point. Besides the partial forgiveness, it transforms who you are. It transforms all your averis. Because let's take, you know, till now we're talking about the averis of last year. Last year I did averis. So now I try and do tshuva, so it's only, let's say it's only partial tshuva. So I knocked off 50% of last year's averis. It's amazing. But they said, Rabbi Trapper used to say it all the time, especially, it also knocks off a 50% of next year's averis. Because there's a total difference between a person who does an avera without even trying to stop. That's already called, that's a whole new level of called a person is a, it's just like you don't care. That's a very severe level. You're not even trying. And a person who tries, he just feels like, oh, I wish I, a person who tries, I said, I wish I wasn't doing this. I'm not just rebelling. Okay, it's hard for me. I can't control myself. Or at least he thinks he can't control myself. Or so that's a different type of avera. That's not a merida. It's not rebelling against Hashem. It changes you from a different level completely. The expression they say is that the difference, they quote, I don't remember which God, I think it was from the Eliyahu Lapian, that he says that a person who does an Avera and he gives a crux, he says, oy, when he does the Avera, he feels a drop bad. I really shouldn't be doing this, but, he says, that Avera and an Avera without a crux is the distance between the two is further than the distance from Mizrach and Ma'ariv in the world, the farthest distance in the world, because it totally decreases to a large extent. Obviously, it's still an Avera, but it's completely changed. You're not rebelling. You're not just showing, I don't care. So trying to do tshuva has two things. First of all, it's guaranteed, even if you don't succeed, and hopefully you will succeed, it's guaranteed to decrease, you get partial kapara. That's what the Beis Elokim says. For whatever degree you try, even if you just have a thought that I wish I could do tshuva, you get to some extent it works. So whatever extent you try and do tshuva, it partially succeeds. And it also succeeds in making that you're, even if you are nichshu in the future, you're not a moreid. You're not a rebellious person. You're not just stam going against Hashem because who cares? Which greatly decreases the severity of all future aveiros. So therefore, what comes out, just to summarize, is that first thing we have to do is to get motivated. If we're not motivated, then of course we can't do tshuva. You're not motivated. The way to get motivated is we have to remember the first orachayim. We have to realize that the Yetzirah puts us in an illusion. He makes us think that by doing aveiros, we're going to get happiness. But we have to realize that that's not true. The Yetzirah, even with the real happiness comes from being in Gan Eden. The real happiness comes from feeling good about yourself. The real happiness comes when you see after the Shemaya. Obviously, that's where you get your real happiness, when Hashem helps you out. The real happiness, as the Rambam says, comes from Ruchnius. So that the first thing is we have to realize if we're motivated, we want happiness in Oidam Haza and Oidam Haba, both. The only way to do so is by raising our spiritual level. Thou motivate us. And then we have to get rid of the illusion that we can't. And we have to realize that of course we can. We can do total, and for sure we can do partial. There's no limit, because there's anything counts, everything. So that, but go ahead, and we can do it. We can do partial tshuva. And by doing partial tshuva, we'll get at least partial forgiveness. If we're successful in doing full tshuva, we'll get full forgiveness. But Forshim say, even if a person is nichshol later, it doesn't mean it didn't do full tshuva. Could be you did full tshuva, you got total forgiveness, just the Yetzirah got you again. But the fact that the Yetzirah gets you again does not necessarily mean that you weren't sincere. Could be a Kaim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you were sincere, and you got full tshuva, except that later on, you know, a week later, you slipped again. It's also possible. So the fact that last year you slipped a week after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur doesn't even mean that you didn't get full tshuva. Could be you had complete 100% tshuva. But for sure, it's guaranteed that one person had partial tshuva. So therefore, there's no reason for a person to give up. There's no reason for a person to say, I can't. Because anyone, what it says, the Beis HaKim, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is have a desire that I would like to do tshuva, and you're already accomplished. You have the Zayar, which again is a Makshava Tovim, is Tarif L'maisa. So Memeda, when we're motivated and we realize we can, so then the Ezras Hashem will actually go ahead and do tshuva and receive a Kapara Shalema.